Ehi compare, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona un friscaletto?
Wendy, translate this for me. You're part Italian. What does this mean?
He's whistling.
Is that right? Is that true? I didn't know that.
It's the only part I understand. I don't speak it.
But it's the language of love, is it not? We know that for a fact. The Italian language is the language of love. You know who's here to help us make sense of this is our friend Brian Noonan, who for many, many years has served as DJ extraordinaire here at WGN.
Sure.
And
DJ?
Now...
DJ, because I spin the stacks of wax at the back
hits.
Of the racks.
He
you know that,
the
Wendy.
Hits that the kids like to hear. And then in addition to this... Brian is now a thespian, which is exciting news.
Back to my first love, Bill. I'm taking the boards again. I will be treading the boards in Tony and Tina's wedding as Vinnie Black, the Cadillac of caterers.
I'm so proud of you, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you. That's,
I really
that's
am.
Wonderful of you to say. I appreciate that.
I am proud of you.
Tina's here, and she's rolling her eyes, as am I.
Tina from Tony and Tina's wedding.
Can you believe these two? They got a love fest going on. Do you want us to leave the room?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Get a room.
Get a room, for heaven's sake.
Well, we're in a big glass-walled room. Maybe we like everybody to watch.
Oh, God.
Hannah Brown plays one of the leads, Tina Vitale, soon to be Tony and Tina of Vitale.
Vitale.
What is
Vitale.
It like Vitale. To work with this guy, Brian Noonan? Is it exciting?
Oh, my gosh. It's such a blessing from above.
Sure.
Yeah, I bring a little level. To every place I work. Ask everybody upstairs what a joy it is to work with me. They know.
They all know.
Everybody knows.
This show ran in Chicago for years and years and years and then went on hiatus and now it's back. Are you new to the show, Hannah? Have you ever played in the show before?
No, I'm new to it and I actually haven't seen it either.
Oh, you've never seen it?
I am a complete... Yeah, I'm super
Wait, Brian's
green.
Laughing at you. Brian, explain to Hannah how many times you have seen Tony
I have
Tina's
seen
wedding.
It a total of none.
Zero. Between the two.
But I watched
you know, Bill, you and I could be Tony and Tina more so than these two.
Well, listen, so a lot of times you get cast in something you may have never seen. I've done research on the project. I understand. I developed Vinny as Hannah has developed Tina.
We're right.
All, yes.
Right. So true.
We're all, you know, we're actors, Wendy. I don't know if we're acting.
I have never acted, and I would imagine it would be really fun to be in. We were giving it a little rave up because I'm a big fan of Tony and Tina's wedding. And
well,
it
we
is
hope
like
to
a,
see you.
I would like to go.
It
yeah,
opens
come,
September 22nd.
Come to my wedding.
And it is like a wedding. There's a family-style pasta and yep. chicken
booze.
Kind of thing. Of course, there's booze. It's an
you
Italian
know,
wedding.
I have to give my guests something, you know.
<That's> right. Yes, come enjoy Vinnie Black's Buffet of Love.
The
Coliseum.
Bow,
yeah, oh, there's
morning,
also.
Brian.
Well, that's how Bill he creates dreams.
Yes.
He creates wonderful experiences for young brides like Tina and their grooms.
Yep.
Are you nervous for your wedding? Have you planned?
Tina has been planning since she was four. She has a collage under her bed of dresses and things she wanted. Hannah, on the other hand, has not thought about marriage since I was maybe five. So it's fun to play someone who's really different than me. Well, I always thought, like, I was talking about this with my friend recently, how, like, a lot of girls, when they're little, they want to, like, play house and play with baby dolls.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, was just putting my Barbies in cute outfits and getting them in a car and making them drive around. And that's, like, how I try to live my life now. So, you know.
Did you explain this to the producers when they were casting the role?
Sure didn't.
Good. I wouldn't have either. Good.
Put my best foot forward.
At all costs.
It's going to be fun playing a bride without the pressure of planning a wedding.
Absolutely.
And you get to swear a lot in this show.
Oh, thank goodness.
A lot of profanity.
My poor grandma's listening right now. I'm like, sorry, Grandma, I kind of have a mouth on me when you're not around.
So it'll fit right in.
Yeah, I do. You've heard it.
Yeah.
You know me. I'm a very shy man. That's old.
I know. It was shocking, I'm sure, for you.
It was.
You've done, although not professional theater, you have done plays in the past, right?
Sure, I've done plays in the past in high school and college, and then I've done other acting gigs on TV, like commercials and a couple of sitcom things, but I haven't, this is the first one, and the first role since the new Brian has emerged from his fat cocoon and walks the earth.
More svelte Brian.
Sure, that's how I got it, because I look good in a cummerbund. Which one?
The fat cocoon.
The fat cocoon.
The fat cocoon, starring Brian.
Or the svelte Brian, sure.
Also a good one. I don't know if you know, Hannah, Brian lost 160 pounds, Brian?
Yeah, yes. I just found that out. That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yes, but listen.
You did it in 1 week.
I did it.
Bill, tell me your secret. That's
I just purged.
People false hope.
I never binged. I just purged. One continuous purge for a week and a half. That'll do it.
So with the losing of all that weight, just the simple act of moving about on stage is a different experience,
I'm hoping.
It?
Well, I'll find out.
You'll know soon.
We'll know soon enough when you come see Tony and Tina's
All right.
I got to say, I got to plug the website or the producers.
Yeah, please
do. It's TonyLovesTina.com. Mm-hmm. And you can use one of two codes. Because, Bill, you know I like to save people money. And, Wendy, you'll probably get in for nothing, so don't worry about it.
All right, I love it.
But you can use Noonan10 or Hannah10, correct?
Yeah.
And you'll save $10 off a ticket.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
And this originated in New York?
Yes. It originated in New York, and then they had the run here that, as Bill mentioned, ran for 15 years at Piper's Alley.
I loved it. I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, good. You'll like it better this
I
time.
I want to go.
You're going to like the remount, because now, instead of it all being in one spot, the really cool part is the wedding is actually in a church.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, the wedding is at Resurrection Church on 3309 North Seminary. So you go, you park near the church, you go to church, and then you walk a block to Vinnie Black's Coliseum,
yeah,
which is at 1113 West Belmont,
yeah,
in the Chicago Theater Works building, but it'll be Vinnie Black's Coliseum. And then
I
you come to the
this.
Reception. So it's really like going, yeah,
That's
it's
fantastic.
Like really going to a wedding.
Do people, or have they in the past, because it's so realistic, have people brought gifts? I don't know what the protocol is on
envelopes
gift.
Are preferred.
They do bring envelopes?
Fingers crossed.
Oh, wouldn't that
I
be
I also
that?
Really want one of those spiralizers so I can make zucchini noodles. So anyone listening.
Are like, you registered somewhere, Hannah, for the play?
I should be,
you
honestly.
Should be registered.
I need some stuff.
Is that when you put the screw in it and just kind of twist it around and it makes little spiral things?
Yeah,
that-
I think so.
You can make curly fries with that, too. You can put it in a potato.
Is that right?
That's what she
said. Put your screw in a potato? And then just twist it around?
Come on. Are you just trying to give Nick DiGilio
more
information?
Come on.
Oh, my God. He should go to Tony and Tina's wedding as a guest.
I hope so. Everybody is welcome. Everybody can go to TonyLovesTina.com and get their tickets.
When you audition for these parts in Tony and Tina's wedding, and then when you get the parts, what do they say to you as guidelines? Do they let you make up some backstories on the characters? Or they do? All right. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. We had to figure out, we were given a list of questions and we all sort of had to delve into who we were playing.
Yeah.
And mine ended up being a very long rant in Tina speak about how grateful I am that I have like more than one I in my name so I can dot all my I's with hearts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine turned into a 7-page answering all these questions about Vinny and his background and his parents and his siblings.
And
as my daughter said, this is all actory stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's
which
very
I'm not very, my Daniel Day-Lewis? I'm going to sit around in a hat
form, or do they sit across from you at a table?
Oh, no, at the audition, it was like for Vinny has, because Vinny is hosting the reception. It's his place. So there were a couple little speeches. So I go in, I do my little speech, and then they said, all right, we want you to improvise. And so because this is comedy and improvisation, it was kind of right up my alley.
Yeah.
And so I improvised with a couple different people because I had originally auditioned for a different part. And they said, will you stick around and read for this other part? Okay. Sure. What am I going to do? No, I'm very busy.
Thanks, but no thanks.
You asked me in for one thing and now I must leave.
Right.
I pulled a whole big diva move. So it was the lines plus a lot of improv. And you had to do a lot of improv too.
Yeah. I mean, I originally went in for a different role as well. And I walked into the room as character or in character. I didn't like walk in as myself. So I was like, hi, and like introduce myself. And then, we did a bunch of guided improvisational scenes with like other characters in different circumstances.
Yeah.
And Tina actually like felt real good once I put her on.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's nice. And do you have some improv background, Hannah?
Actually, the word improv really, really scares me.
Why?
Because it's interesting. As a human being, I am always going into characters and being kind of shticky.
Yeah.
But when it's like, okay, let's make up a scene now, I find it to be kind of overwhelming. But this show's great because you're given these sort of bold, larger-than-life characters.
Right.
And so in that way, you're kind of guided. And so the word improv isn't as scary.
Oh.
Well, and I know what you mean because, like, you can do it, but then when somebody points out that you're doing it, then all of a sudden it becomes a thing.
Yeah.
Like when you're a comedian and somebody says, say something funny.
Right.
It's the same kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And
did you get involved when you were in the audience the last time, Wendy? Because a lot of people are
I was drunk and swore a lot.
So you did get involved.
Oh my God, you were like a part of the family.
Yeah, you were, exactly. You fit in great.
Absolutely. But they do sometimes, they brought somebody who, I don't know if he was a plant or not, but it seemed like a wedding guest. And occasionally, Bill, you mentioned Frankie Avalon. There are friends of the wedding party that, you know, if someone's in town.
Listen, if you guys are interested, we know some people. Mm-hmm. If you would like to be somebody's uncle or, you know, a distant cousin, perhaps we can work that out.
This says celebrities are in the show.
As I said, I know people. I can grease them. I'll talk you up. I go, listen, nice they do. They have a following. They're pretty big. I don't know. We've never heard of them. Trust me, I think they'll be okay. I think they can come and pretend to be wedding guests.
Interesting.
Have them send a demo reel.
I'm trying to think of all the Italians in town that would be good in this. We could give you a list of names.
There might be somebody. We'll figure it out.
We'll find somebody. You guys are... You
know. I was saying to Wendy, there was a time where it seemed like Frankie Avalon kept coming to Chicago and he was in the play over a weekend, right?
Because what else did he have to do?
That.
I don't know. He's coming
local
to...
sports stars.
Are they going to use me?
There was a
Mark
world...
Giangreco. That'd be the guy. I would think Mark Giangreco. They could find a place for him.
He could do it.
Wouldn't you think?
You don't have to be Italian.
No, no, no. I understand that because you're a guest at the wedding.
Right, you're a guest. Yeah. You could be whoever.
We don't discriminate.
No.
So
and we'll
people can come
title.
To the show if they're not Italian, you're saying?
They're invited.
Maybe. We don't check.
All right.
I'm not working the door, right. So I can say
somebody
yes,
could slip in.
But we don't
not
really
enough vowels
know.
In your name.
Sorry, we canceled your reservation, Mrs. O'Leary. What? You know what happened.
You know how that happened.
Exactly how that happened.
We'll take a quick break and then more with Hannah Brown and, of course, our own Brian Noonan. They are two of the stars of Tony and Tina's Wedding. You want to go to TonyLovesTina.com. All the information is there. Stick around. More ahead. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
I sure hope the Tarantella dance will be going on at Tony and Tina's wedding.
It will. The chicken dance will happen.
Oh, that
I know.
Shouldn't happen.
Tina
dollar
and,
dance.
Tina
the
and her girlfriends have a couple numbers produced and ready to go.
Is that how you get your wedding money?
Yeah.
Dollar dance. So bring singles. Yes. If
in
you're
one
coming.
Word, yeah.
Or hundreds.
Shouldn't
whatever.
It be the chicken Vesuvio dance?
That would make
I like that. I like how you think.
Think all about right. doing that.
All right, maybe we'll bring it in.
Two of the stars of a new production of Tony and Tina's Wedding, Hannah Brown, who plays Tina Vitale, and Brian Noonan, who plays Vinny Black, are in studio with us. You want to go to TonyLovesTina.com. All the information is there. And this starts at the end of September, right?
September
22nd.
Yes, is the opening date. So get your tickets now, and you can use either Noonan 10 or Hannah 10, and you'll save $10 a ticket. So
and
that's not bad.
It's scheduled to run through at least the end of the year and possibly beyond.
They're looking at it running as long as the last one, which was 15 years. I'm just hoping it makes it into January.
Right.
You know, so we'll see what happens. You never know. But I think that they're calling this a remount, which I'm not a theater pro. I don't know
Well, there's reboot that's really popular now.
Right.
A remount.
So they're remounting
the show.
You're
talking about the wedding night?
No, well, that's a whole... No, that should be the initial mount, Wendy. You should never mount before the wedding night. I don't know what kind
really
of...
Really, I've insulted Tina.
I didn't think that was possible.
You better toughen up, honey.
Think about that sequel, Tony and Tina's Honeymoon, and whatever happens, happens.
Right.
That would be a good show to visit.
There you go.
That would be.
I'd love seeing that.
Can you make that audience participation?
That's,
interactive?
That's a little iffy. That's
just walk
dangerous.
Up and touch them like the stingrays in a pool?
Oh, my God.
No, you don't need that.
What about a gift? Do we need to bring a gift?
You're fixated on the gift. You can come without a gift.
You're the gift.
You know what you can do, though, Wendy?
You guys are pouring it on, really.
Because Tina's mom has, she wants an 80s theme. So if you want to come dressed in your finest 80s garb.
That's a good idea.
You could do that.
Absolutely.
That might be fun. Maybe you get a group. Do you still have your big shoulder pads from?
I'm not going to shave one side of my head like I had in the 80s.
You got to draw the line
somewhere. You're not going to commit fully to a night out?
I don't know.
That's a little too much for a Saturday night out.
She does have to draw the line, Hannah, and that line is drawn just above her ear. So.
You're right.
How big of a cast are we talking with Tony and Tina's Wedding? How many people are in the show?
24, I think.
Oh, really?
Is
that
huge?
Yeah.
It's a good handful of us.
And you rarely see them all at the same time. They come on at different intervals,
You're all in the reception hall.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're sitting at your table, you don't know who's going to come by. Some of the action might be happening right near you, while other action is happening across the Coliseum.
Yeah.
So you're not, every time you come, you're going to see something different. I think you guys said that before, because It depends where you're standing or right. sitting in the room as sure. to what's happening right next to you.
Like, it's, you could follow a different character every time, and you're going to experience something totally different.
Oh, that's
different.
So true.
Yeah.
A friend of mine who saw the show the first time it came around told me a story about how he had to use the restroom, and he went to the bathroom, and there was something going on in the bathroom, and he said, to this day, I don't know if that was part of the show or just some guys having an argument in the bathroom.
Well, have you seen that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm with Tony and Tina's wedding?
Yes.
Where he's
yes.
in the bathroom and he's like, Brad, cut it out. Like, it's me. It's Larry. Like, you can stop. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's being totally over the top. And I'm like, totally excited
oh,
to do that.
Oh, that's so funny.
I promise I will not hassle anybody in the bathroom.
Don't Vinny, make that
Vinny
promise.
Doesn't, Vinny doesn't go to the bathroom while he's working.
Well, just wash your hands because you're dealing with the food.
I am
the
caterer. Sure. True. I'm handling all the
I
food.
I want my guests to get food poisoning. Good gravy.
Not, they won't get tomato.
Brian, it's when fine. This becomes a huge
yes.
hit.
When, yes,
and
I like
your
the
name
way you
is think. Whispered around in theater circles as a Joseph Jefferson Award winner. What will your next play be, do you think? What are you aiming to do afterwards, theater-wise?
I've always wanted to play Lenny in Of Mice and Men.
Wouldn't that be a nice
with
role
with real
for you?
Rabbits to just outrage the PETA people. I want to walk around snapping the necks of young bunnies.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
It's horrifying. But that's how I dedicate to a part. That's yep. how I really
method
get into it.
Yeah, that's very Daniel
method.
Day-Lewis, yes, just to bring it back around.
Just, exactly.
Very
I just
method.
Walk around with the bunnies. Maybe I come in here with a bunny, kind of like a low-rate Goldfinger.
You don't
just,
need to yeah. do that.
Just stroke my bunny for the whole show.
You don't need to do
Wendy, that.
That
is not a euphemism.
Yeah,
I would actually
it
have some sort of animal.
What's Tina's dress like? Beautiful,
gaudy, spectacular.
Yeah, I bet it is.
In one word, spectacular. Definitely an homage to the 80s, as in it's actually from the 80s. You
yeah.
can tell by the iridescent sequins.
Oh, right on.
But it's beautiful, I have to say. Like, honestly, in the grand scheme of 80s dresses, I lucked out. Like, it, you know,
yeah.
I look good.
Oh, well, all right.
Damn good.
It works.
Yeah, damn good.
It works.
You are going to have so much fun, you two.
It should be a blast. And everybody who comes will have a lot of fun. And again, you guys are welcome.
You
to,
keep inviting us.
Who do
they're
you want to
so
be?
Kind.
You want to be cousin Vinny's cousin? Would you like to be Tina's great aunt?
Well, I mean, I get a great
aunt.
Yeah.
What Hannah? I'm sorry.
I said, I mean, I get a say. Who's
yeah,
be
you
my
do.
Great
oh, sure
aunt.
You do.
Well, yeah, that's true. Hannah gets. All, listen,
you don't
Tina
get to
gets,
pick your family.
Tina
that's
gets
actually
all the
very
say.
True.
But you could be part of. You know, you could be. You know, Vinny's old business associate.
Yep. Yep.
You his could be,
you know,
partner.
Maybe you could be the bathroom attendant. You know how they have that? And if Vinny yeah. goes to the bathroom, it would be
wow,
funiculi coli.
That is so... We invite Bill to come as a celebrity guest, and then we put him in the toilet
you,
the whole night.
Stay there for
well,
2 hours.
Mint? Would you like a mint?
Right.
Would you like a mint?
What about
would
some hand lotion?
Have you dried your hands?
What would
you
do?
Would you like a mint?
Because this seems...
I don't know why that's your character.
I don't
voice.
Know, but that's how I would go with
why
that.
Why not?
Because it seems so realistic. Are there nights where you have to say to the audience, okay, we've all had fun and everything, but it's 2:30 in the morning. We have to close up shop.
I hope so.
I hope not.
I hope so.
I
you
hope
want it
not.
To go all
I'm
night,
in it
Hannah?
To win it. Yeah, it's my wedding. Who knows when I'll have a real one? Let's just live it up over and over and over again.
Just keep going.
Yeah, the Energizer Bunny.
I cannot wait to see this. I really am going to come back and see both of you. So nice
well,
to meet you,
so.
Hannah Brown.
Oh my gosh, so nice to meet you both. Thank you for having me.
We're thrilled to have you.
Thanks,
go
you guys.
See Hannah, of course, playing the role of Tina. And then Brian is playing the role of Vinny Black. It's part of the WGN radio host series.
Yes.
Ro Khanna is going to do Funny Girl in December.
I've heard that, and I can't
fantastic.
Wait to see
he
him.
He is going
to
make great. The best Fanny Bryce.
Yep, yep. I've seen rehearsals. It looks good. Great to see you guys. Thanks for
thanks
coming
for
out.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
You.
Let's do the website one more time.
Yes, can
we
do it.
TonyLovesTina.com.
That's right.
Yes.
That's how you get your tickets.
Break
noon
away,
and
guys.
10 or Hannah 10.
Hannah
the
10.
Same amount of money. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
News is next, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.